Again, it's a good morning to Matt Allison. Hi there, Matt.
Hi, Wayne. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Tell me about what's been happening in your week. I believe you're getting ready for the big move. They come in tomorrow to start the... Was it today?
Yeah, they're coming tomorrow to start demolishing the kitchen, yeah. I've got the builders. As I said, they're working hand in hand with Rock on Wood, who are refitting our new kitchen for us. And so the day is upon us. So tomorrow they come in and start taking out the old carcass in the old kitchen. And so we've been kind of moving things around all day. And I have my in-laws coming over this evening. I'm going to cook for them, but only on the condition that they help us move stuff. That's a bit of a, you know, talk about working for your food here.
Sing for your supper.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's all kind of, on schedule from what I understand. We had the builder pop in yesterday just to have a plan of action and trying to, because they're taking out a wall in the process. We're going open plan a wall, and so we're trying to minimize the risk of, you know, just having red brick dust everywhere. You know, we still got to live here, so we can't move out, and it's not practical. So we're having to kind of live around builders for the next couple of weeks as they do it. But really excited, and it'll be quite a challenge. You know, I'll be cooking for the next week or two at least at friends' homes. I've actually kind of set up a little thing where the deal is I'll provide them a meal if they loan me their stove, but it'll be an interesting thing working in a different environment, you know, kind of probably every second or third night, you know, I'll cut back a little bit just over the next 2 weeks. I'm well on track actually at the moment. I think I've on the blog already, we've got 35 or 36 recipes up, 34 up on the blog, but I'm a couple behind, and so I gave myself, you know, 60 and 90 days, and we're well on track still. I kind of knew the kitchen renovation would happen at some point.
But it's the perfect time for you guys to redesign your kitchen, because you're at a stage where you know exactly what you want, what your needs are, and where you should go.
Exactly. And I might say, I mean, Colin from Rock on Wood has also been, I mean, we had an idea, and the idea was really to actually just renovate our current kitchen. And he came in and you know, I had some idea and he had some idea. And I think the final solution is a really great one. I'm actually going to start, as of today, doing a couple video blogs. So I have opened up I'm No Jamie Oliver YouTube channel. There's nothing on it right now, but I will be documenting via video as well, just on a camcorder, just a couple clips of the mess and chaos, you know, kind of the this is the storm, hoping that the calm will come out of it, you know.
Right. Well, what have you been cooking this past week?
There are a couple of things. Standout one for me was I did a vegetable jalfrezi, which was fantastic. I have a love for Indian food. I grew up in Durban, but really, like, you know, having not prepared it for myself, I'm constantly amazed at how, you know, we all go for French or Italian cuisine, but just the spices and flavor for Indian food, how these recipes come about being handed down from generation to generation, you know, and it's amazing just the textures and tastes. And so, you know, with our meat-free Monday, in our case it's a Tuesday, that we've instituted, everything in our house one day a week there's no meat at all. And so it was interesting because it was chickpeas and a variety of things like tomatoes and courgettes and a few other things in it, which doesn't sound appetizing, but it was fantastic. Probably one of the nicest curries that I've done to date. And the other one that really stood out for me was the spicy cod and lemon with courgette couscous. But we changed that up because I don't know if you guys are aware, but, you know, we have a big issue at the moment with sustainability with regards to our oceans and fish. And cod is not a sustainable fish in South Africa. It is abroad in England and in mainland Europe. But it's not a fish that's easily not native to our waters. There are a few here. But by fishing it, even online, as opposed to catching it in the ocean, it's really putting a lot of stress on the ocean. So the SASFI guide, which is actually put out by South African Fisheries, the latest guide is updated. You can get it from their website. And it tells you what fish you should be eating, what's sustainable. In other words, in our oceans, what we can look after and what stock levels are high enough that we can actually, deplete that stock without having to worry about extinction. And then some kind of middle of the road, you know, consider having another option, and then some straight out, please do not buy because this fish is endangered. And I think it's a great way for consumers to shop for if fish. You know, obviously hake is a very sustainable fish and it's out there and probably one of the most commonly caught fishes, but there are a lot of other great fishes that have great textures and taste to try, but just try and make a sustainable decision on the fish that you choose when you buy it.
Well, Matt, thanks so much for coming through to us this morning. Until next week, thanks for coming through.
Great, thanks so much.
You have a great day.
Thanks, Wayne, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.